Hello, my imaginary friends. Hello, hello, hello. It's Tuesday, the 27th of April, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. Thanks to Andy for his latest audio boo. Just had a listen to that again. And a few responses to make on the Andy's 5-minute movie reviews subject. I would be perfectly happy to hear a movie review from you, Andy, that was your opinion, not necessarily an objective opinion, but that's supposed to suit everybody, like what you would read in on a website or something, but just your opinion. I'm interested in your opinion, Andy, because I'm interested in you, and I don't mind if you spoil the plotline, because by the time I do get the DVD, if that's going to happen then, or it comes on the television or something, I've probably forgotten anyway, so I don't mind a plot spoiler. Doesn't bother me at all, so no, I'd be quite happy with those. On the Jason and the Argonauts, Clash of the Titans, whatever it's called, the fact that the city is called Argos, yes, very amusing. Argos is still a city in Greece, apparently, so it's not an ancient kind of mythical place that doesn't exist anymore, it's still there. And Argos is also a hockey team or baseball team or maybe it's American football team. It's a team, basketball, in Canada or something. So if you watch the news for the word Argos, you'll see things like, oh, the Lady Argos has taken on another quarterback, and I find that a bit bizarre as well. And when I think of Argos as being a retail store in the UK. Yes, I do share that. What's the other thing? On location-based stuff. So I could use a parking app. I don't know if there's any free ones. Perhaps I'll have to have a look if there is one. But a parking app. So I'm expected in my iPhone to go into a parking app and log my location there. And then I need to go into Foursquare and also log my location there for if I want public to know where I am. So that's two different jobs. And then if I want to find my car again, presumably the parking app will guide me back to my car using GPS. Okay, fair enough. But it just kind of seems easier for me to just say, go into Twitter and just put my location down and say, look here, that's where I parked my car. If my wife wants to check where I am and know that I'm in Milton Keynes today, then she can see that from the fact that I've put down a marker that my car's in Milton Keynes. Likewise, I could put down a marker to say, I'd be doing one job, putting down a marker, which would be for me, so I can find out where my car is at the end of the day, and for my wife to know that I'm in Milton Keynes, and anyone else who's interested, maybe someone else is going to Milton Keynes, a friend of mine, and they might think, oh, Simon's there. I just because I put it on my Twitter feed doesn't mean I expect everyone to be interested in it. That's not what Twitter's about. Twitter's about putting down information out there, and if people are interested in it, then they can find out and they can respond if they want to. And if they're not interested, they can ignore it. That's what Twitter's all about, isn't it? So no, I don't have any qualms about putting down where I park my car. And dropping it into my Twitter stream. My Twitter stream is there for people to ignore, and I'm sure most people do. So I don't know. So Latitude. Latitude works, apart from the fact that it doesn't publish it anywhere else. And I think maybe I can configure Latitude to post to Twitter as well. But just putting a little Google Map link to the longitude and latitude of my location at that time. Then if you click on that link in the iPhone app, it will bring it up in Maps, and then you can get directions to that location. If you haven't got an iPhone, you've just got a web browser, then people can also see the location there. It'll go onto Twitter if it's a URL. It just seems to make much more, not Twitter, I'm talking about Facebook. It just seems to make sense. If there isn't such an app, then perhaps I'll have to invent one or get someone to write one for me. Okay, I don't know if I'm still recording, so I'll sign off. Thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.